The national debate about whether or not to welcome refugees from the war-torn Middle East was hashed out again in Tuesday night's Republican presidential debate. In one Idaho city, conservative activists are not just talking about the issue, they're taking action. An initiative campaign has collected more than one-third of the needed signatures to force a public vote on refugee resettlement. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports there's also pushback in Twin Falls.
Initiative sponsor Rick Martin can regularly be found beside the busiest road through Twin Falls. He holds a big sign that reads, "End Refugee Resettlement. Sign petition here." Every few minutes, a car pulls over.
By signing this petition, you're saying you want the people to be able to vote on the refugee center at CSI?
Jeff and Joyce Devy of Twin Falls Sign, they said they're fed up.
We got enough problems in this country without bringing in more problems. We can't even take care of our own people.
I believe the county will vote to close the refugee center. I hope and pray that's what happens.
The proposed local ballot measure would make refugee centers illegal in Twin Falls County. There's one in operation now, overseen by the College of Southern Idaho, or CSI. Chief Petitioner Martin has been involved in Republican politics for years. He says he was moved into action by the prospect that Syrians might be resettled in the area.
So there's a very serious concern that rebels and ISIS fighters could utilize this refugee program to get into the country and cause havoc, just like we've seen in Paris, we've seen in San Bernardino.
He says those attacks have given his campaign momentum. The backgrounds of some of the Paris terrorists are still being investigated. The attackers in San Bernardino were not refugees. Martin's initiative also paints refugee resettlement as an unaffordable burden on taxpayers.
I just feel we're maxed out.
And part of a leftist plan to alter the demographics of America.
I believe that's really what they want to do, is they're trying to change America more into a Middle Eastern-style nation.
The unusual strategy of seeking a popular vote on refugee resettlement has drawn national attention. The editor of a blog called Refugee Resettlement Watch hailed Martin's group as a pocket of resistance. Around the same time, the Southern Poverty Law Center profiled the Twin Falls campaign under the heading Hate Watch. Locally, the petition drive is drawing pushback.
I couldn't even believe that these people are starting to talk about how horrible it is and, they're afraid, and it's a danger.
Accountant and Democratic State Senate candidate Deborah Silver founded a group called Magic Valley Refugee Advocates to be a counterpoint.
Our community is standing up and saying, no, this has gone well. We like having the refugee center. We like being part of this. This helps us in our Christian faith.
Silver was among more than 300 people who attended a Christmas party at a Twin Falls church last week to make refugees from Africa, Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, Bhutan, and Burma feel welcome. Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus even came and were introduced in English and Arabic.
Santa Claus, Mrs. Claus,
CSI Refugee Center Director Zeze Rasama says the controversy about Muslims and resettlement has prompted a surge of donations and volunteers unlike any the center has seen in more than 30 years in Twin Falls. He has confidence in the combined screening of refugees by the FBI, the State Department, and Homeland Security.
I only resettle refugees that are vetted through the process, whether they are from which country. I don't have a choice. They're all human beings like me and you. They all deserve opportunities that we are enjoying the U.S. In fact, the U.S. was founded by people that were trying to escape persecution. There's no difference today.
The initiative to ban refugee centers needs just shy of 4,000 valid voter signatures by the beginning of April to get on the 2016 county ballot. Martin said the campaign has more than 1,500 names after 2 months of petitioning. A legal challenge from opponents is likely if it qualifies for the ballot. I'm Tom Bonsi in Twin Falls, Idaho.